let's talk about wrath, specifically God's wrath against unrighteousness. In Romans chapter 1, verse 24 and 25, Paul writes, "Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." C.S. Lewis writes in his book, The Great Divorce, "There are only two kinds of people in the end, those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says, in the end, 'Thy will be done.'" Implying pretty much the same thing that Paul says here. God is not going to intervene if you want to cause yourself damage. God is not going to intervene in any other way except through Christ. That is the greatest divine intervention that history has borne witness to. Not even in the garden did God stop Adam and Eve from eating that forbidden fruit that would bring death. Nevertheless, He loved them just as He loves you, and He willed for them to have faith in the Savior that He would send, and that for your sake He has already sent. It is Jesus. Jesus is proof that God loves you. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.